Before we start, I'd just like to dedicate this time to the Lord. Jesus, you are the rightful head of our church. Jesus, we love you so much. Lord, I ask that this word be from you, not from me. And Lord, I pray that the eyes and the ears of our hearts will be open to hear what you have to say to your family. So, Lord, we do. We dedicate this time to you and to your kingdom. Amen. What I'm talking about today is flourishing as family. But sorry for my voice. But it's kingdom family we're talking about this morning. I'm zooming into three areas. God is family. What disconnects family? And what builds connection with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. So first of all, we're going to read the scripture in Romans. I really love this scripture. And I ask that we all read it together. So you actually put it into you. So let's start. It's Romans 8, 14 to 16. The mature children of God are those who are moved by the impulses of the Holy Spirit. And you did not receive the spirit of religious duty, leading you back into fear of never being good enough. But you received the spirit of full acceptance, enfolding you into the family of God. Join him in saying the words of tender affection. Second half, not a bit. Right? For it rises up within us. Our spirits join him in saying the words of tender affection. Beloved Father, for the Holy Spirit makes God's fatherhood real to us, and as he whispers into our innermost being, you are God's beloved children. And that's actually the Passion Version. First thing is, God is family. You can see in that scripture there, God's a God of relationship, not a God of religion. And in God's family, we actually need all three. It's my testimony. Look, I've known God all my life without a doubt. I've never not felt God the Father. I was introduced to Jesus as a teenager, and I never understood the Holy Spirit. I come here all those years ago. And the Holy Spirit is what brings the passion of the kingdom. So, and they all work as one, so you actually need the three. So, because they all bring different things to you. Kingdom family often knows and understands us to a greater degree. It's Helen and I's testimony for 27 years I've been walking through this sickness. Without our kingdom family, I don't know what we would have done. Spiritually, financially, and just giving hope. And your spirit, your kingdom family understands you the way you are. Like, I don't mean my kids and that, but my wider family haven't got a clue who I am because they actually don't understand the spirit stuff. Now, that's not a judgment on them because I love them with all my heart, but they've never been given that revelation like we have here. Now, the spirit works in unity. And love is the key. God is love. I know, especially in the prophetic, if you don't come from love, you come from judgment. And that word will always bring death in some form. But when you come from love, it actually comes from God himself. Now, just before we go to the next one, just people around you, just ask, what do you think disconnects you from your particularly your kingdom family? I'll just give you a couple of minutes. What disconnects you from your kingdom family? Just ask people next to you and see what you come up with. So how'd we go with that? Shout out some answers. Sorry? Yes. Unforgiveness, yes. Anything else? Anybody else? Busyness, that's a very good one, Brie. What this connects the a kingdom family. If anyone knows me, I don't believe there's a demon under every rock. I just give the enemy no place at all. But the enemy is real, and the enemy works against us. See, the enemy plan is always to bring deception of some kind. And then what happens is you move into offence, and then he will isolate you. One thing Helen and I have learned, if someone says something and it offends us, we actually ask the Lord, why does that offend us? And it's usually got more to do with us than what was said. And deception in itself is deception. You don't know you're being deceived. And even the way you grow up sometimes, it gives you a deception about things like of the spirit. I never knock any church because they belong to the kingdom. But where we went didn't move in the revelation that this church moves in. So when we came here and started moving in the spirit as such, we had to make a choice. I remember the first Sunday we ever came here, and in worship they were doing what they call free worship. And we're sitting there looking at one another, what on earth is this? But we had a beautiful lady called Genevieve was in front of us. And she turned around and said, in this time, if it's unusual for you, just pray for your family. And that's what we did do through free worship for many months. And now we absolutely love free worship. We sing in the spirit. So if something's unusual to you, please come and ask someone or ask the person around you, because you may not have the scope to understand any of that. And once the enemy isolates you, withdraws you from your kingdom family, he actually starts to speak into you. That's when the lies start. See, if you're not here, what you bring, the church is missing. Everyone that comes brings something to the mix. You know, and it may be just as simple as saying to someone over morning tea, you look beautiful today. It may be that simple, but if you're not here, that person doesn't hear that. And one of the things I know when we started to really understand the Spirit, he gave us a passion to be here. So if you're fighting to come sometimes, just ask the Lord, why is that? What's stopping me from coming to be with my family? I was watching an underground church in China the other night. They started at 7 in the morning and they finished at 7 at night. It was over 100 degrees Fahrenheit where they were worshipping. And they worshipped for hours and hours and hours. And see, that's one of the reasons the church is growing so quickly there. Is because they actually put the time in to worship together. And Iran's another place. Iran is one of the fastest Christian growing nations. And you lose your head there. If they find out you're a Christian in that country, they'll take your head off. But guy I love, Leif Hetland, he's actually in Iran now. And they minister to thousands there. Now I want to talk about the fear of man. To me, the fear of man or the fear of God is simple. The fear of man is you care more about what man says than what you think what God thinks of you. The fear of God is you care more about what God says than what man says. And look, I don't know a Christian yet that hasn't had to deal with the fear of man. What will it look like? A funny thing just popped into my mind. One of our friends is a big, tall, used to be a policeman, real big, tall, strong guy. And he said to me, no one will ever push me over. in church, and he was at a church conference, and the speaker walked past him and he fell over, never touched him, never said anything. But what happened? When he got up, he was a different man. He was set free from his demons in his life. So the fear of man can stop you from moving into what God has for you. So if it's okay, I just want to pray that off. If you want that, if you want to lose the fear of man in your life, just put your hand on your heart as I pray. Lord Jesus, you are amazing and you only have good for us. Lord, we actually ask that you remove the fear of man from each and every one of us here tonight, Lord, and replace it with the fear of God. And Lord, as we move into our new vision where we take you out, Lord, just give us strength and let us be who you created us to be. Nothing weird, but just be us who you created us to be. So, Lord, once again I say, remove the fear of man from each and every person and replace it with your truth, your love, and the fear of you. So we thank you for that, Lord. Amen. I know that's something I had to fight over for many years. Anyway, what builds connection with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit? See, whoever Jesus is to you, that's who Jesus is through you. I'm going to do an activation shortly where you'll get to spend time with Jesus, because Jesus is not always who you think he is. I've never known someone be so full of love yet be so powerful all in one. I can understand now the lion and the lamb. He's just beautiful to be with, and he just loves you. Now, for this time, I had what you call the revival of intimacy, and Pastor Chris actually got the revival of presence. Now, I want to stop there and talk about the school of revival for a minute. Sarah gave a testimony a few weeks ago of how she grew growing so much in the school of revival. You can actually have a misunderstanding of the school. Say, for instance, Zach teaches there Wednesday night the scriptures. Jim and Catherine bring in other speakers. You even get international speakers sometimes on the, what do you call it, computer, whatever they call it, Zoom. You know, and then you've got Jim and Catherine. They are two very, very special people, I tell you. They will love you unconditionally. They will walk through anything with you. And their goal is to set you free. So please, people say, well, it's dear, but to spend that money is not much to grow you into the kingdom quickly. I know people that have already been through the school last year, and I see their growth incredibly. And the intimacy that you learn how to be intimate with God in that course. I put this in here because the degree of boldness anointing will be directly related to the degree of your intimacy with God. It is so important that you spend time with God. Now, people aren't like me. I can spend time for a morning. But if you're a busy mum getting kids for school and whatever and whatever, find time to spend with the Lord, and particularly his word. His word is the most powerful truth that you can put into you, because the Holy Spirit's the author of the word of God. So to even understand the word of God, you must have working in the Spirit. You must allow the Spirit to teach you, because that's one of the Spirit's job, is to teach you as you read the scriptures. But work out a way whether you just listen to worship on the way to work or whether you listen to podcasts. But spend some time deliberately with the Lord. I know. I can remember one morning the Lord told me I start reading Philippians. Anyway, I was looking at, what do you call, Facebook. Anyway, he said to me, what are you doing? Didn't I ask you to read Philippians? See, I've learnt time with him's got to go ahead of everything else, because one of the only things I had to do when I stood in front of God the Father as a prophet was I had to promise that I would never dishonour Helen and my family, because after God comes your family. And when that's in that order, you actually, it's amazing how your life, your walk with him changes. But I've learnt you have to be deliberate. Just before we move into the activation, the kingdom you believe you have within you will be the kingdom you reproduce around you. That's so important that you know that scripture tells you who you are, where you belong. In this activation, it's okay, I give you permission not to do it, okay? But like I said, I've learned I've had to be deliberate to grow. So what I'm going to ask you to do is I want you to shut your eyes. I want you to find a place where you feel very peaceful. Mine's at the beach around the fire. So find a place where, in your mind, use your imagination to find a place where you feel at peace. And when you do, I want you to give Jesus permission to come to you and to tell you whatever he wants to say to you. So I really need you to do that now. Okay, I've cut you a bit short, I know. Time's running. How did you go with that? Is there anyone that's got a testimony of, you haven't got to say what Jesus said to you, but how it felt to meet Jesus? Does anyone want to have a quick testimony? Come to you as a spirit. Very good. Anybody else? Oh, yes. Yes. It's very emotional, isn't it, when you meet Jesus? Please do that. I didn't give you much time, but just do that at home in some quiet time and see what happens. You are amazing. When we meet with you, it changes our whole heart. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you did come to people here. And I declare that as people do that in their quiet time at home, Lord, that you will come and you will bring revelation to each and every one. And you'll bring your love to each and every one here, Lord Jesus. And Jesus, I ask you to go ahead of us this week. And Lord, bring in people in our lives that we can speak into, that we can impart the freedom that you carry, Lord Jesus. Jesus, thank you for this morning. I thank you that your presence is here with us. And just watch us and give us guidance over the week. Holy Spirit, release you to go ahead of us in the name of Jesus and prepare people to hear us, Lord. So thank you for that, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Okay, can we thank Brian? A lot of nuggets of gold in there. I particularly loved the kingdom you believe you have within you will be the kingdom you reproduce around you. So we're just going to wrap up with one more song. I loved that the exercise that Brian did with us. We did it very quickly, but the fact is you can always go to that place of encounter with Jesus. He is such a good communicator that he can use anything to communicate, even your imagination, which, I mean, he created, so of course he can use that. And you can always return to that place of communing with Jesus in that place that you feel safe. And so as we dive back into worship, if you want to go back to that place, you're very welcome to have that conversation with him. Ask him some questions. And we've talked a little bit throughout the service about freedom and how we were made for freedom. You were made to live in freedom. So anything that is holding you back from freedom is not allowed. It's illegal. Freedom is your inheritance. Freedom is what Jesus died on the cross so that you could have. So that means that anything that's holding you back from freedom, it shouldn't be there. So it's not normal for a believer to be stuck in something. It is normal for believers to have freedom. So if you are in an area where you feel stuck, I would encourage you to ask someone around you for prayer or come forward for prayer, because we would love to pray for you, because it is normal for you to be free. Okay, I'm going to pray, then I'm going to hand over to these guys. If you are done before we're done, feel free to head off or have morning tea. I assume there's morning tea. I should have checked that beforehand. Otherwise, people will be mad at me. Okay, I'm just going to pray. Jesus, I just thank you that you are so good. Thank you that you are so trustworthy, that we can always trust you. We can always trust your heart towards us and know that your heart towards us is good. It's love. It's compassion. We thank you that you made us for family. You didn't make us to be alone. You made us for family. You made us for community. You looked at Adam in the garden and said, it's not okay for man to be alone. It's not good for man to be alone. And that wasn't about being married. That was about being in community. You made us for community, Father. So we just ask for you to just minister freedom in this place and just remove anything that would hold us back from being able to connect with people around us. Thank you, Father.